This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A major U.S. city is under a shelter-in-place order because of the coronavirus, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
About 7 million people around San Francisco can only leave their homes for essential reasons. These are the strictest measures so far in America, similar to orders in parts of Europe. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has this in mind.
I think New Yorkers should be prepared right now for the possibility of a shelter-in-place order. It has not happened yet.
But Governor Andrew Cuomo's office immediately pushed back on the idea of a shelter-in-place order for the city, but he favors social distancing.
How can you reduce the flow? You reduce the spread. How do you reduce the spread? You close down more interaction among people.
The governor says New York City would need state approval for a shelter-in-place. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and his rival Bernie Sanders talked about the coronavirus pandemic right after Biden won the Democratic primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona Tuesday. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
After the results were known, both major candidates left in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination focused their remarks on the COVID-19 outbreak. Former Vice President Joe Biden saying that the people of this country will overcome the current crisis.
That's who we are. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things when the need arises.
Senator Bernie Sanders calls on the government to put Medicare in charge of all the medical coverage.
I believe we must do is empower Medicare to cover all medical bills during this emergency.
I'm Tim McGuire.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is considering sending all who crossed the border illegally back to Mexico. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
Two insiders in the Trump administration say the president is considering using the new powers that he has because of the virus pandemic to curtail illegal immigration. The officials say given Mexico's weak response to stop the spread of the coronavirus, it gives fuel to the idea. The ban that's now being considered would turn back to Mexico anyone who crosses the border illegally, not just those seeking asylum, and would be done on the basis of health safety. Immigrant advocacy groups are condemning the idea. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
European Union leaders agreed to impose travel restrictions on most foreigners entering Europe.
To limit the spread of the virus globally, we agreed to reinforce our external borders by applying a coordinated temporary restriction of non-essential travel to the EU for a period of 30 days.
EU Council President Charles Michel said the EU leaders also agreed to coordinate the repatriation of EU citizens stranded outside of the member nations. The virus count in Europe climbed to more than 60,000 with more than 2,700 deaths reported so far. An NBA star is among four Brooklyn Nets to contract the coronavirus. AP correspondent Tom Merriam has the story.
Four members of the Brooklyn Nets, including Kevin Durant, have tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total of NBA players to at least seven, with Utah's Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell and Detroit's Christian Wood previously testing positive. Durant confirmed his positive results to The Atlantic. He has not played at all this season as he recovers from an Achilles tear in last year's playoffs. The Nets organization did not name the other three players, but did say one of the four is exhibiting symptoms while the other three are asymptomatic. The Nets say they are notifying anyone who had been in contact with the players in any capacity. I'm Tom Merriam.
China said Tuesday it is expelling reporters from three major U.S. newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, in response to what officials say is unwarranted restrictions on Chinese media agencies. In addition, Beijing ordered two other news agencies, two outlets, Time Magazine and the independent U.S.-funded Voice of America, to give Chinese authorities detailed information about their work in China. China said the U.S. journalists will not be allowed to continue working as reporters in the People's Republic of China, including its Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions. And a federal judge has sentenced former U.S. Congressman Duncan Hunter to 11 months in prison after the California Republican pleaded guilty to stealing campaign funds. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.